Hello everyone, and welcome to special episode 34 of Lost in Translation 1. I'm May, and once again I'm joined by... I'm going to make him watch some Digimon live for all of your enjoyments again. So this time we're watching Revenge of Diabormon. So that is the sequel to the second part of the Digimon movie that we watched last time. Yeah?
Yeah.
Excited?
I'm excited.
Any predictions? What do you think's going to happen if it's a sequel to that movie?
I don't know enough about Digimon to answer that question.
You know there's Red Agumon.
Red Agumon.
And you know there's a train.
Big fan of trains.
And a walrus.
I like the walrus. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the walrus.
Yeah, he's your best friend.
He is.
So as per last time, I'll just count us down. So 3, 2, 1, play. And I'll be doing that soon. And Brady's going to be playing with my figurines. He's picked up a Numamon. Now he's touching the Numamon. That's Numamon. He throws poo. Don't put him in your mouth.
Oh, alright. Okay, I'll put it out there.
See here, it comes a little figurine poo.
No, it's cool.
Okay, so I'm ready to start. So if you want to watch along, you can. We're watching the English version of Revenge of Diabormon. So 3, 2, 1, play. Why give me that face? They can't see your face.
God damn it.
A computer virus on the internet.
God damn it.
Fun fact, this intro is actually the intro to season 4.
It was better than the intro to the last movie where they just had pictures that didn't move. I don't know. It just felt weird.
Your reaction?
I'm upset because that's not how I receive it. Like, someone sent me an email. See this 3D animated monster on the screen? That means I got an email.
Why are you pointing at the screen? Why are you touching the screen?
Scratch on there.
The Digimon can't come out and hurt you, Brady. You're just shaking your head. That doesn't pick up on audio.
No, I know. What? What did he say? Am I having a stroke? Where am I? What? What?
I like how your reaction just, what? What's happening?
Oh no, it's something bad. I can tell because of the music. Oh shit, it's Angemon's new coat. I don't know. What?
That's a password.
Oh. What if he doesn't give the right password? It's a sliding wooden door with no lock. What can he do? Tennis camp. It was, of course, a reference to the tennis match from Death Note between Light and Kira.
That's... You know your anime.
Yes. Subtle, but it was there. You can see from here, kind regards, dear Boromon. And then a fax number. What?
You know who they haven't mentioned?
Willis. The kid, Willis, yeah. Right. What happened to Willis?
Because he has nothing to do with this movie.
Where is he?
He has nothing to do with
what
it.
What do you mean? He has two giant...
Whoa.
Digimon. He just ignored his question. Can you open a digital gate? Ah.
Probably.
Who's Omnimon?
That's the one they evolved into in the movie.
Right. The gold one.
The gold one? That's no. Magnemon. The one that fused? You see, she's a cat.
Why do they put that in there?
It says their names on it.
The realism in this movie is amazing. Truly a commentary on the inflation of...
No, see, the funny thing is, the actual point that they're pointing at is the fact that the kids' full names are on there.
Why are they? Why?
Because it's Dear Boromon's hacking into everything electronic and putting their names on things.
Oh. That's an email. Well, now I'm sad. Oh, man. Everyone's really casual about that. Like, people have yeah. pets that are talking heads with one eye.
Well, basically, at the end of season two, everyone knew that the Digimon exists, so that's why, sort of, I guess, people are a bit calmer. They all forget about it by try, though. He's the smart one.
Yeah. What happened to the main guy with the glasses?
Tai Chi?
Yeah.
Well, he's still in it, but he gave his goggles to this one.
Right, that explains why he's... Not supposed to be using those in Japan anyway on the public transport. I know that. I've read that on the internet.
They all use their phones on not public transport.
Not allowed to. I've seen it.
They all do.
Not allowed to.
They read manga on
it's
it.
It's literally on the rules.
No, it says no selfies with near trains. Like, no selfie sticks near trains.
Really?
Yeah, because you can electrocute yourself.
Huh. I wonder why not. I have done some research on Digimon. That Squidmon there has 37 unique Digi evolutions. Actually, a virus type. I have that in my notes here. Very dangerous.
So he knows how he has no goggles?
No. Oh, yeah. And he's no longer a main character without a unique accessory, so he will actually probably die. Oh, man. What? That's not the bit. That's not the. Oh, they can just do that now.
Yeah.
They can just do that. All right.
They don't need the hopes and dreams of children.
Okay. These are, I like them. What are they called?
Kuramon.
Kuramon.
I like them. I think they're cute.
Isn't that black?
What? No, that's Kuro. It's Kuda.
Wow. Just killed 43 Digimon with that swing. Oh no.
Nice shot of Izzy's butt.
Fan service is out of hands.
This one's my favourite. The girl with the long hair and the glasses. Because she's a computer programmer. In the epilogue, she becomes a housewife.
Ah, well, that's normal, isn't it, I think?
I'm so mad.
Yeah. She tried, she failed. Whatever. It happens. So again, this is being broadcast to the world for no particular reason. Yep. Oh man, I remember this now. Left at the search end, that's funny.
You just missed her line of just like a man.
Oh. It's inappropriate.
Hachiko.
Oh, the dog. No, that's not.
He looks creepy. He's got really hollow cheekbones.
Yeah. I mean, I've given a lot of money to a lot of men on the street before, but can't recommend it.
Never given your laptop, though.
No. It's Japan. Like, they should have internet cafes, from my understanding, every three shops.
No, but he needs the computer so he can go to the internet.
Right. What's this? What are we doing now? He doesn't look like Diaboromon.
He is Diaboromon.
But he was like, Diaboromon was a spider.
But that was Infamon. Infamon evolved to Diaboromon. This was like his final form in the movie.
I guess we'll have to rewatch it after this.
Yeah. I realised Diaboromon was talking a lot less than he did in our war game, in the dub of our war game.
He's not speaking at all, he's just growling.
Yeah, because in the original he's quiet, but they always made him talk for some reason in Digimon the movie.
Does that say something, or does that say?
I think the first one might be the kanji for cut, but I'm not sure. Oh, it probably means disconnected.
Wait, why is she giant now?
She's big. Oh. I don't think she was that why big she in the show,
she's
though.
Big. Yeah, she's that's big. That's
yeah,
like...
she's not that big in the show.
Yeah.
There are some Digimon that change sizes like that, though.
Mm. This is a reference, of course, to Yu-Gi-Oh's Karibo, and he uses Replicate on it to make thousands of them in order to defeat Kaiba from the popular series here. So this is very subtle references in this short movie, but It's chock full of them.
And this is a reference to Boruto.
Ah, my favourite. Yes, let's do some genocide on these Sakuramon.
Okay, now he talks. But only because they don't feel like changing the Japanese to English. So this movie didn't actually come out in English until quite a bit after.
Right.
So they have to use different music because the rights holders were different. So they don't have the rights to the original Digimon theme, so they actually grabbed a lot from season 4, which is the one with the trains.
Brutal.
She's the best girl. Wow. She's best girl.
He's completely sick of her shit, and he's only seen her for 10 seconds.
Yeah. He's in love with her and try.
Fantastic. You can't just...
His eyeballs are shaking weirdly.
I got it, it's a Trojan virus. I got it, it's a Trojan virus, but instead of horses, they're squids. Squid? Squid eye?
Squid eye.
Squid eye, is that what it is?
Squads.
Squads. Squads. Squads. Squads actually would make sense. Squads of squid.
Also, the character's just leaning against the wall. People think that that's a sort of reference to a season 3 character. Or, like, was a prototype of her design, because they're very similar.
Hmm.
Same.
Well, not really Digivolving because they didn't announce it first.
Jeez.
Good one,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, Cody.
Yes. What did I say about the Digi kids last time? Where they get them? That's a big one.
He's 8.
There could be something. Oh, he is 8. Okay, he's got... Yeah, okay.
To be fair, like, a lot of these kids are, like... The main ones we're following are, like, 11.
Right. Where are their parents?
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah, where are their parents?
That's a big digi egg. Something big inside. You can see right through it. There's nothing in there. Actually not that big.
Actually tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Turns out the egg was just very big. That's like me when I wake up in the morning.
Funny.
Give me my cereal.
Here you see he's moving his chakra to his feet.
Would you like to know what his name is?
I know what his name is.
What is it? It's Armageddon.
That's lame.
That's his name.
That's so lame. I can't even see him. The video's,
Yeah, it's not a good copy. Yeah. To be fair, it's very dark.
I don't know if other people can see this. It's just Toon Disney in the bottom.
I never realised, but Omnimon only has one eye. Like, for the entire movie.
Hmm. So Omni means one, and he only needs one eye.
Well, actually, his name's Omegamon in the original.
Alright, then we're done here. Pepper blasts.
It's pepper breath. What? He's very scary. Also, I don't know why he has to talk.
What does that even sentence mean? What does that guy think he is right now? Does he think he's watching a computer?
He's referencing how the first one was broadcast.
Willis, it's Willis.
It's the one with the walrus.
Oh man, I got sad because I remember that Willis's Digimon died, but then it came back to life. So I'm cool with
only
that.
In the English version.
What? It didn't come back to life in the other version?
Well, the egg did, but at the end we saw like him evolved in the evil one for some reason.
Oh, you know, no.
Also, they're about to steal a bike.
It's a big no-no. I feel like they put less effort into this than the other one. I didn't think that was possible, but they've lowered the bar again.
Well, the last one was like a this was straight to video release. The other one was like a theatrical release.
Oh, right. That'd explain it then.
Like, this one's 28 minutes long.
And we've lost the Disney logo now, so. Oh, yeah, no, there it is. Never mind.
I think we're just dark. It's not Disney anymore. Got too dark.
Wow. Star Wars, though. He's big. He's really big. Is that right? I'm not crazy.
He's really lost his arms now. This reminds me of Evangelion. No!
I hate his voice.
That's the dub writer. He also is a voice actor. Jeff Nimoy. Second cousins to Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy died.
Yeah, I know.
Really sad.
Yeah.
He played Data in Star Trek, I believe, so...
Jeez.
What did they say? Vmon?
Vmon's his name. He's got a V on his head. The other one's Wormon. Can you imagine why?
No. I think you mean Caterpie.
What the frequently asked questions? Everyone's really nice.
What? What's happening? Where are we?
They're staring dead eyes at them.
Immediately eviscerated by a bomb.
Jeez.
Damn,
he's
Disney.
Kind of launching fire at things.
Oh, they're gonna do it! I'm getting excited. They're doing it. Wow. What? Did they just do a fusion?
Is that what happened?
Yeah, have they done that before?
These characters, yeah.
Oh.
In the original, she says, "Oh, I lost all hope."
Oh, wow. With a smile on her face?
Yeah.
That makes more sense, though. Like, I'm finding that the English versions don't make a lot of sense. I actually didn't mind in the first movie the start part with Aggro Man, and he's the giant one walking around.
Yeah.
And it was going to be silent, but she was talking.
The prequel
one? Yeah, but she was talking because it was in English. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it wasn't really silent. It had Bolero in the original.
You know, that's better, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not talking. What Digimon is that on the screen there?
Are you just pointing my wallpaper? We're watching Digimans
Oh,
now.
No, what's the one there on the wallpaper?
Are you pointing to Lilithmon? You
I
would
think
be pointing
so,
to Lilithmon.
Yeah. What is that?
Okay, so they're a Digimon based after the Seven Deadly Sins. She's lust.
Yep. She's not in the Western version.
Oh, that she is. She's just heavily censored. I just watched the episode she was in. It's flat.
Yeah.
Also, direct your attention.
Oh, right,
the
movie. Okay. Sorry, it's. I mean, literally just 10 seconds ago, that girl did say that she gave up all hope.
In the original.
In the original. What are they doing? What? Just like Goku did with the spirit bomb.
Oh my
this
god.
This is it.
It's a reference, you see, to it's the other animus.
Oh, He-Man.
Oh my god.
So many references, and this is amazing how they fit them all in there.
So many animes.
The music doesn't match.
Well, the music is also unique to the English version. And is from the evolution scenes in season 4. That's how I feel about Digimon sometimes. Hey, the trash!
Yeah.
This part gives me goosebumps all the time. The nostalgia's pretty strong.
What are they doing?
For some reason, they're hearing, like, noises from their past. I don't understand why they hear the sounds from their past, but it always, like, just gives me shivers.
Give Goku your energy. It's a spirit bomb. I can only do it this one time and maybe like 4 times more. I don't know. We'll see how the franchise goes.
To be fair, that's like a lot of what happens in Digimon. Just like, I can do this once, except for maybe some other time. Depending on how we feel. Let's try to write ourselves out of a hole. Cody seems happy with himself.
He really does, yeah.
Wow, this music is beautiful. By which I mean it sounds like it's off tune.
This isn't covered by their data plan at all. This is ridiculous.
Especially considering it's like 2003. Maybe 2004.
It's just not, oh no, Diaboromon's 4 megabytes. There's no way they can move that much data through a computer.
Wow, they just cut out the Japanese in her email, didn't they?
Just a picture of her with a blank spec. I got an email of her. It's a photo. Thank you.
I don't know why they have to make Mimi dumb either. Making talking about hair appointments.
Well, you know, in the first movie,
she was in Hawaii.
The woman, the wife, they made her
not being able to
completely incompetent as a human being.
Yeah.
It's not like whitewashing. I call it woman washing. I think.
Jeez.
I'm going to coin that term. Look, I made everyone tea. Oh, wait, no, it's beef jerky shakes.
Jeez.
What?
No, they're laughing. It's funny.
Why is that
It's a funny joke, Brady. What? Brady, it's a funny joke.
It's not.
It's going to move for a morning jog about now.
That's it?
Yeah, that was the movie. Now it's the credits.
Oh, my God. What, no dance scene with Diaboromon? Yeah, I don't know how I felt about
that. Did you know that Izzy's VA is Carl's mum?
His what?
VA is his voice actor's Carl's mum.
Oh, right. Sorry, I don't know your terminology there.
Well, that was the movie.
Ah, that was... Man.
That was the movie.
That was not. I enjoyed the other movie a lot more, that's for sure.
So what were your overall thoughts about it?
Man, that was... Can I say cash grab? Is that probably a cash grab? Was that making money for them?
Well, it was direct-to-video, and I believe in Japan it was only shown at a... They do special, like, movie festivals.
Right.
So it was only done at that.
If I went to see this at a festival and I paid money for it, I'd go spit on the person who's selling the ticket because they're selling lies.
Well, the third part to the Digimon movie, and all the parts were also from the festival. I believe our War Game did have a theatrical release, maybe alongside the One Piece movie, but I could be wrong.
Oh man, I love One Piece.
You would.
You know that he's gonna be king of the pirates. So when he
his name is Luffy, and he's elastic.
When he finds, well, he's not such elastic.
He's Elastigirl.
He took a bite of gum gum. That's what happened.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah.
So you preferred the first movie to that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice they didn't mention Willis at all? Because I sure did.
I did notice that he was a main, like, proponent of the first movie. I don't know, for some reason.
And now they don't mention it. Like, I found it weird that they don't mention him at all, considering he was the cause of Diaboromon. Like, he could have faked up another email from Willis saying, "Hey, look, sorry, it's me again. Tried to bring my evil Digimon back. Whoopsies."
Yeah.
The virus was his fault.
I'm waiting for the next movie where they just get all the Digimon and roll them into like a Katamari ball of fusion, and that's the next Digi evolution.
Yeah, Digi-Katamari.
Digi-Katamari.
So what characters did you like? Because we know a bit more about the second season cast from what we saw in the third part.
That's true, I know a lot of Digimon now. Man, that's tough. No, I didn't feel like I learned anything about the characters or the entire thing. I feel like there's nothing, like it was just a really poor director VHS movie. Even the first one was like, obviously they put work into it and they put some, like the fight scenes are kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, the first one was really good.
And the Digi Evolutions and stuff.
The Digi Evolutions.
Yeah. But isn't Digi, what was it?
Digivolve.
Digi.
It's Evolution or Digivolution?
Digivolution.
Digivolve.
Stop saying things.
But we got to see a bit more of DNA Digivolution.
I don't know what that is. What, the fusion?
Yeah, the fusion.
Right. Yeah.
The Katamari.
Yeah, I guess that was interesting. The Katamari. Yeah, it's all right.
Do you have any other thoughts?
No. No, we're done here. This interview is over.
This is actually the second best Digimon movie before Try.
As ranked by who?
By me and
second
and
best before Try. Doesn't that mean that's the third best?
No. There are like seven Digimon movies,
and that they're all just as bad or worse.
There's one that's significantly bad. I'll make you watch it one day.
No. Okay.
There's some that are just okay. There was one that makes me cry like a little baby, but that's like a mediocre one. But no, the best one is definitely our War Game. This is Diaboromon's counterattack, or Diaboromon Strikes Back.
Right.
Our War Game was the second part of the Digimon movie that we saw.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Sure.
And then Try came out, and that's got five parts so far, but six parts after May 5th.
Okay, yeah, sure.
That's exciting. We'll watch that one day. We'll make you watch that.
Yeah.
But we'll watch it at a better setup. We won't just be looking at my computer screen. We'll actually be watching it on the TV because it's on Blu-ray.
Yay.
So any other thoughts about characters?
No.
So were you underwhelmed by that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Revenge of Diaboromon. I'm glad that it's only 30 minutes, but it does feel very sudden at the end.
Why can't we have that guy in it? I don't know what that is.
That is Dookmon from Season 3.
Why can't he be in the movie? He looks pretty cool.
He is very, very cool. He's in one of the movies. It's about trains. It's got a train in it.
I love trains.
Yeah. It's not the season with the trains, but the movie has trains in it.
All right,
we're done here.
Yeah.
No more favourites?
No.
All right, I will read the outro and you can make yourself chocolate milk or something.
Yeah.
The link dump's linked in the description. Our Redbubble is also linked in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslation1@gmail.com. Or you can message us on SoundCloud or comment on this episode on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @TranslationMon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a red thread in the Digimon subreddit, and we would appreciate if you would review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use. Ratings really assist people finding out about the podcast. We also have a website. You can vote in polls, check out our release schedule, and check out our blog posts. You can also donate to our Patreon, which links in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to a listener snack chat group. There are higher levels, more rewards, such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our existing Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast. Stevie is also Stevie Patamon on Tumblr and takes commissions. Metal Marmimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki 1 on YouTube, Chuckmon, Hirolatu, he was Hirolatu on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frost Magic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who's at Wildman64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at bugubaragu.wordpress.com, GlitchGoat, Astral McCool, Gene Hackmon, who hosts New World Sonata, a sci-fi fantasy audio drama podcast, Matthew, Anthony, who is Antoclassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who is Electmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Elivorg, who is Elivorg on Tumblr, Sporky McForkinspoon, who hosts a Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kyliek, Neobu, The Time Optimist, SilverheadFreak25, who is at SHF25Tweets on Twitter, Harvey, Nicholas, Thunder, and Anthony. You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which you found in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon, and make sure to let us know the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!